the call for support or the call for solidarity in the Pacific not only focuses on Melanesia, but our call as a young people's movement that looks at the issue of self-determination in the Pacific calls for wider support within our region as Pacific people. And we see West Papua as part of us, as part of the region, not only Melanesia, but as part of the Pacific. If I could take you back to the call for public submissions towards the Pacific Island Leaders Forum of 2015 and 2016, there was a lot of submissions and public call from within the region that called for our leaders in the Pacific to put West Papua on our regional agenda. So it's a call not only focused on Melanesia, but it's a call for our regional support to stand with our fellow colleagues in UK to bring this attention to the global community.
Louisa, you're from Fiji and Joey, you're from Papua New Guinea, the two biggest countries in the region, whose governments aren't always upfront about supporting the West Papua cause. Have you any concerns about that?
We, the young people, are calling on our leaders, Fiji and Papua New Guinea, to support the West Papua's right to self-determination. And from the Pacific Islands youth movement, our young Salwara, we continuously call on them to support their right to self-determination, support them in the United General Assembly, their right to be part of the decolonization committee, and also to send a special envoy West Papua to investigate on the human rights violations that's there. So from young people to our Papua New Guinea and New Zealand leaders, we're calling on them.
So is West Papua on the agenda at the Pacific Island Leaders Forum this year, and is your youth movement lobbying leaders in Apia?
The Leaders Summit takes place in Apia, Samoa, and as per the words of the Samoan Prime Minister, who said West Papua is still part of the agenda, and as per the communiques, the outcomes of 2015 and 2016, our leaders acknowledge the growing human rights abuse that's currently happening in West Papua, and they thought it was important that the issue remain on the agenda, and they call for dialogue with Indonesia. As a youth movement that focuses on this issue in the Pacific, we challenged the Samoan Prime Minister to carry on what was done by Prime Minister O'Neill in trying to have a dialogue with Indonesia. We also call that they take action to bring the issue to the UN General Assembly, which also is in September. So the issue is on our leaders' agenda, and we hope the leaders under the chairmanship and the leadership of Samoa will progress the dialogue with Indonesia and bring the attention to the UN.
How important is the international attention through events, for example, the Swim for West Papua that's just been completed?
The Swim for West Papua is a huge stand in what we as young people and in solidarity movement, what we want to achieve in the global.
Yeah. Maybe I could just also add on to what Louisa just said. Having a swim mobilizes public support, social movements. It rallies public perspective towards the issue West Papua. It also calls on for global action from leaders.
As a major regional youth movement, have you had any contact with young Indonesians who've been protesting against their own government about West Papua lately?
I think there's a growing conscience among younger people, or not only younger people, but Indonesians, not only the West Papuans, but, you know, you recently would see that there's been support and there's been rallies happening in the capital, Jakarta. And it's good to see that there are Javanese who are supporting what's been happening